Haleishu, Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf. This is the 17th chapter, Gidrei Emunah. I have a note here for myself to look at Da'as Tera, Rav Yerucham Mileibovich, Mimir. Da'as Tera, Parashas Vaishlach, page Reish Yud Ches. He speaks about this. Says the author, Kesheanu Medabrim Al Emunah. When you speak about Emunah, Yesh Levchin Bah Arba'a Inanim. We discern four distinct concepts. What we want to do in this chapter is to clarify them briefly. Aleph Reishis, first of all, Koyachu Mikuches Anefesh Yevshalichis Biladem. Emunah is in fact a part of human psychology without which one cannot live. There has to be an Emunah in something, as the author will explain. He gives examples here. We rely on people, we trust them as long as we don't have reason to believe that this person is lying. You ask somebody for directions and you assume that he's telling you the truth. You ask somebody for the price and we rely on people. That's a form of emunah, a trust. All social and political relationships in the world, they're built on mutual trust. Without it, we could not live. The client believes the salesman that this is a decent product, and that the price is fair. And again, this is until such time as things change. If you find out later, not then something else. But in general, we place our trust in others. The patient trusts the doctor that his intent is good. His intent is to heal me. Hatalmid beraboye. The talmid trusts the teacher. The teacher is teaching him what he believes to be correct. Barav betalmidoyim, and vice versa. Hasheifet eino yechol lismoch al hagdaras ha'nesham. The judge cannot rely on the words of the accused. Aval ma'aminu la'edim. He does trust the edim. Again, once the cross-examination has happened. How powerful is the trust that the child puts in his parents and teachers. Yeah, Mamora said, and that's the ultimate. Mamora said, nothing to talk about after that. And the same with parents, a tremendous trust. Hayachasim habenu'im tekinim, international relations work, kol od serer emun hadadi ben ha'medinos, as long as there's mutual trust between countries. Hasedek harishon b'munzeh, the first crack in this trust, mevaser heres v'churban, is a harbinger of destruction. Koyach nora hu ha'emunah, this is a very awesome force. Lu ha'yesan erkeves b'lev adam echad kol emunah. Had it been that in the heart of a single individual, all traces of emunah would rot away, shelo yishaya me'uma b'olam she'yamin bo, that there should be nothing whatsoever that he trusts and believes in, such a person could not exist. Besides this fact that all interpersonal relations are based on mutual trust, besides that, people feel an inner push, an inner impulse to resolve the riddle of life through emunah. There is nobody in the world who does not believe in something. And this particular part he mentioned above on Daf Nun Beis. I'm just referring to you, if you want to look it up. This idea has been discussed above on Daf Nun Beis. He elaborates on it. Gam ha-koyfer ma'amin. Even the koyfer who denies the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to believe in something. Im b'shita. It has to be some sort of ideology, whether it's political or scientific. In some idea, in the Adam, or to believe in a person, like people, you know, the cult of personality, whether it's one believes in Stalin, or one believes in some leader in Korea, whatever it is, they believe in something. They are so attached, fervently attached to this belief, they can't see any flaw in it, like it was in the 50s. For example, in the Soviet Union, the cult of personality that developed around that gigantic mass murderer Stalin, the light of the nations and the savior of humanity. They continue to believe in this god, in this idol, כשאלה כבר מופרח ונשבר לרסיסים לעיני כל, when the entire rest of the world has seen him shattered, you know, into a thousand smithereens. כי אמונסם של הבלתי אמינים, the belief of non-believers, באמס אמונה עיוורת, is truly a blind belief. אשרי של יעקב בעזרי. So that's one thing to realize, it's a part of human psychology, of a human soul, to place our trusts, our trust in others in general. Base. כמוי כל כוח מכוחות הנפש, like any other of the forces in human psychology, מעורר גם כוח אמונה ציורים בלב. אמונה inspires, I suppose, instigates, kindles images in the heart, mental images. לפי זה כוסב הרמב״ם, based on this, the Rambam writes in מורה נבוכים in the first חלק, דע אתה המעיין, he says, you should know, כי האמנה, that's the word for אמונה, אינה עניין הנאמר בפה. It's not that one can say it with a mouth. It's not just to be able to articulate the words. אבל העניין המצויר בנפש, אמונה is something that is drawn in the נפש. It's mental images. כשיאמינו בו שהוא כן כמו שיצויר. That's אמונה. And the author elaborates on that. כל מה שאנו מרבים לצייר לעצמנו ציורים המאמתים לנו סתירו המידוס ובו יסברך. The more we have images that validate to us the Torah and the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mischazekes emunaseinu, emunah grows stronger. Nitan lagin, in fact, we can say, says the author, ki tziorim amitim hinam ha-mafteach le-emunah, that correct images are really the key to emunah. Kashe yevu'ar oid bezas Hashem, as we will explain further on, bezas Hashem, later on, and especially in the second volume, he speaks about this in great detail, setting aside time to develop mental imagery. And we know from Alishu and from others for him, that great ma'aminim, like Rav Chatzke Levenstein of Ponevesh, he spent a lot of time and effort in visualizing Yetzias Mitzrayim and visualizing Matan Torah. It's the key to Emunah. Furthermore, says the author, Betzad Hara, on the negative side of the ledger, Yadu Alanu, Chazal tell us in Yoy Madav Chavtes Amud Aleph, Ki Hirhurei Avira Kashim Avira. That's the statement of Chazal. Which is a very difficult statement on its surface. Hirhurei avera, thoughts of avera, kashim avera, are somehow worse than avera. But the author gives you the pshat. Hirhurei avera, hainu tziyurei avera. What are hirhurim? Hirhurim means fantasy. One's not thinking in the sense of calculating, you know, some differential equation. When Chazal says hirhurei avera, it means fantasizing and seeing a very vivid picture like the human mind is capable of. Kashim avera. Why? His pshat is ki koyach hatziur chazak meoid lehavi lidei masim rabim. Because the power of imagery is so potent and brings one to masim rabim. So the authors explain that if a person doesn't avera, that's a terrible thing. But it doesn't necessarily lead. You know, if a person eats whatever it is that isn't non-kosher and he stuffs himself full, it doesn't necessarily bring him to another act like that. But when a person has the tziyurei avira, it can bring him to numerous transgressions because imagery is so powerful. Keinu betzad ha-kedusha, so too on the tzad ha-kedusha, and here, of course, the author's paraphrase is Gemara in Seita Daf Yud Zayin, Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings it, ashechut shel tcheles batzitzis, that the point of the tcheles in the tzitzis, that cord, bechoychoy lorir dimyon shel adam, it kindles within the person an image that makes him think of the sea because of a similar color, the yam domele rakia, and that is reminiscent somehow of the sky, the rakia domele chesea kavoid. We know that Chazal ur isem oisoy yizborach, as we say in the Shema. So it's a very powerful mechanism. Emunah has to do with imagery. Gimel, hayedia ma lehashiv la'apikoyrus, which is of course a paraphrase of Pirkei Avos. Dama shetashiv, einena meikarei emunah. So that knowledge of how to respond is not an ikar of emunah. After all, we could live in a world which is ideal without apikorsim, and it wouldn't. It's not an ikar. It's not a fundamental of emunah. Mikol makoyim mitenaehi, but it's a prerequisite in the world that we live in. Vegam oisah anukor emunah. We also refer to it as emunah, the knowledge of how to respond. So let's analyze what room there is for this type of knowledge. Says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Oimer, He makes the following three statements. Hevei shakud lilmoy Torah. That's number one. Hevei shakud lilmoy Torah. To learn, you should be diligent in learning. Number two, veda mashatashiv la'apikoirus. That's number two. That's the one that we're interested in mostly. And three, veda lifnei mi'ata ameil. You should know who you toil before. Ve'ne'emanu bal melachtecha she'eshelem echasra pe'ulasecha. And your boss is trustworthy. He will pay. You can rest assured he will pay. Eilehem shloshes advarim shamar Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So these are three things. Now, who is this Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? Hu ha'imer, he says in that other Mishnah, ki ha'derech ha'yeshara shidbak ba ha'adam u'leiv toiv. Here's a Tana who says, in response to the teacher, right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he asks them, what is the correct path that a person should attach himself to? And he answers, lev toiv. V'chamevu arba mefrashim. Mefrashim apparently explain over here. I haven't seen it inside. Are gimel hadvarim hanal, that those three things that Rabbi Elazar mentioned, diligence to learn Torah, knowledge of how to respond to an apikorus, and knowing that we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that He is trustworthy to repay us, those, heim heim ha-mevi'im es adam lidei lev toiv, those are the things that bring a person to a lev toiv. With that insight, shekida b'limud Torah vaday mevi'ad lidei ma'al hazeh. Certainly, diligence in learning Torah brings to a lev toiv. And also the third one, lechena yedi'a lifnei mi'ata amel, that knowledge, that certainty that we're working in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that He will repay us. Certainly the first and the last bring to a lev toiv. Uvehechach, there's a topographical error over here, uvehechach olenu lehavin, necessary we have to understand, ki gam bli yedi'a malashiv l'apikoros yefshar lehagia lidei lev toiv. It's a very surprising conclusion. Without the knowledge of how to respond to an apikoros, one can't achieve a full measure of lev toiv. It's very surprising. It says also v'mes pashuto. Indeed, actually, it's simple. Kechol de'a apikorsus chosemes b'fnei alev, because apikorsus blocks the heart to whatever extent, to some extent to another. It limits one's heart. Hari muchach kol adam la'amoid tamid al mishmar. A person must always be on guard. Ulenakuis atzmo mikol avak apikorsus amemale kol kach eschala la'ilam, and to cleanse himself from every dust. Of course, we're talking to Bnei Torah over here. So we're talking about the dust of apikorsus, not the gross forms of it that fills up the world. And to be strong in intellectual arguments, in solid, powerful, logical arguments, neged hadayos and ifsades, against incorrect beliefs. Hashkafois nechones adayin enan emunah. So again, what he said in the beginning of this paragraph, that correct hashkafa is not yet emunah, but without correct hashkafa, one cannot reach emunah shebelev. That's what he meant in the beginning. When he said it's not the ikar, but it's a prerequisite for emunah. Finally, point dalid. This is a very high level. Yesh Hashem medabrim al emunah. Sometimes you hear people as foreign that discuss emunah. Umiskavnim lemadrega hakriva meoid el dvekus b'Hashem. Really, they're talking about a level which is very close to dveikus, to attachment to Hashem. That's a high level of emunah. Be'emes adam gadol achay be'emunaseh, a great person who lives in emunah, moitze es atzmoy mushrash be'lokus. He finds himself rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's akin to dveikus. Al derech shekosav harashbam, this is the commentary of the Rashbam in Parashas Be'al Yischa. The Pasuk said that the Pasuk, lo yichin avdi Moshe, when Hashem rebukes Aaron and Miriam, not so, my servant Moshe, bechol b'si ne'eman hu. In my entire household, Moshe is ne'eman. And the Rashbam comments, kavua umyusad kol sha'a b'yom. He is fixed, permanent. V'chamoy hu, and the Rashbam now quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, perik chav beis, uska'ativ yoseid b'makoyim ne'eman. There the pasuk speaks about inserting a pig in a makoyim ne'eman. Inserting a pig in such a way that it's held fast. It's not going to come out at all. That's the sense of ne'eman. And the Rashbam continues, yaseid hatakua b'makom chazak. When you have a pig inserted into a rock, into something hard, like, you know, when these rock climbers, you know, they insert it in such a way that it's not going to budge. Eino memher lipoel. That's the concept of emunah that is very much akin to dveikus. Inyan zeshel emunah, this concept of emunah, husoid misodes haTorah. That's already a soid v'dargani flah. That's a very high level. This is something that Moshe Rabbeinu exemplified. El madrega zoi, to reach that level, ta'avas nafsho shel kol mevakesh Hashem. That's the desire, the yearning of every mevakesh Hashem. Ad kana.